Welcome to the first of our Purdue University College of Education First Gen Me 2023 podcast series. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Thomas Miller, Director of Advising and Retention. It is an honor to serve as the host of this annual series aimed at first generation college students in the College of Education. I invite everyone to tune in to our 2022 First Gen Me series, where we featured the faculty and staff of our college who identified as first generation college graduates. This year, our focus is turned to the stories of our first generation college students. Today, I have with me Angela Atwell, an elementary education major who's set to graduate fall 2023. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas Miller, for inviting me here today, and I look forward to answering your questions.
What does being identified as first generation college student mean to you and your family?
It means accomplishment, hope, pride.
Tell me, Angela, what is your personal story?
Yes, so I am 54 years old. I sat there and graduated high school, was a mom of three, which I would not change for anything. My youngest son passed away about 7 years ago. And that's a pivotal part in my life to where, what am I gonna do now? So what does Angela want to do? And I either wanna be a mom, which I have accomplished, and I always will be a mom, but being a teacher is the other thing, the accomplishment that I wanted to succeed at. And so here I am.
As a mother of adult children, what inspired you to go back to college?
I have volunteered in the school system as my children have went up in the grades. I have seen positives and I've seen negatives. I know that I can be a positive window and a part within the student's educational experience to where I cannot control everything, but I know I can change something, and I want to be part of that change.
What key challenge have you had while attending Purdue University?
I'm sorry to say, it's my age. Not that my brain can handle learning and taking in all the education and the knowledge that my courses here at Purdue are providing and giving to me. Age, as in my peers that are alongside me within these courses, they are in their lower 20s and some have not even hit 20 years old. I am 54. And so I feel sometimes, and I'm sorry to say a lot of times, I feel to where I am sitting over on the side, just soaking in as much as I can from my instructor, but not being able to have the social part or even being able to have a conversation with the peers that I'm in the class with.
So ageism has been a challenge for you. So let's talk about that.
Yes, and before my classes here at Purdue, honestly, never thought of my age. My first course at Purdue is where I felt my age, and my courses that first couple weeks, and there's times within my classes to where my age is thrown right in my face. So I do very well in my classes academically, but socially, there's so many group activities within educational courses, which there should be. But when you are the very last person every single time, and you hear the mumbles throughout, and when they say, do the work together within the group, and that opportunity is not given to you within your group, you still feel like you're an individual within a group setting, that's difficult.
What resources on campus or in the college that you have utilized most often?
First and foremost, I speak to my instructor. I use them, I let them know that I am here to learn. This is my part, and I'm going to do the best I can. I sit there, and there's a program called Horizon, and I have reached out, and I have talked to people there. I have gotten involved with PSEC, which is the Purdue Student Educational Council. So I have tried to branch myself within the student body as much as I can. And then when I feel way overwhelmed here at the college, I will call on Dr. Thomas Miller, my advisor, just to sit there and release and reset myself.
What do you wish you knew more about before you attended Purdue University? Because you also attended Ivy Tech Community College.
I wish I knew the struggle I would have socially before I started. I know I still would have made this journey because I want to have this role in my future. I want to be a teacher. I want to make that difference. But I think that if I knew beforehand, maybe even just took a moment to even think about it, because I didn't, I would have been better prepared for that first experience to where my age was thrown in my face. Because there have been a couple times, especially at the beginning, to where I almost stopped. It was that traumatic emotionally because I wasn't prepared.
Is there a particular resource or support that you feel would have made your educational journey a little less bumpy?
I feel that if there was a group, even for not just an older students coming in non-traditional, but actually broke it off to where it's like 40 and above coming back to school, to where you did not talk to diss what's going on, but you talked about how can we make this better? What can we do within our role as a student to make this better for us? And just have that support to be like, I'm not on my own in this, would help.
As your advisor, I see a ray of sunshine in you. What motivates you, Angela?
My children, my spirit, my want. I want this. I want my own classroom because I know that I can and I will make a difference the way I teach, the way I care about each and every student, their families. I come in with a different perspective on teaching and what I want and what I know that will help the students' families and that support also, because I've been there. I know what would have helped me. I know what would have helped my student. And with all this knowledge that I'm gaining from my classes at Purdue, I want to use it. I want to put it into action. And I'm excited to do that. That's what motivates me.
After graduation, what advice would you give to another first-generation college student?
I would say, you can do this. Make sure that it's what you want, that you're not doing it for any outside sources besides yourself. Because when you want it, you will make it happen. And that want is what is going to get you through the wonky parts, is what I call them. And you'll persevere and you'll make it, and you're going to make your dreams happen. They're going to occur.
Thank you so much, Angela, for being our special guest today. This is the first episode of our 2023 First Gen Me podcast series, and we're just so honored to hear your story. It was so inspiring, and I hope that it has added some value to many of our listeners out there, because this is what it's all about. I thank everyone for joining us also today and tuning in with Angela and I. It is my hope that these stories that are shared throughout this year will bring an inspiration and a powerful impact to everyone who's listening. Thank you for joining us.